At the movies this week, we'll discover the continuing misadventures of a pirate and his mates. Thanks for joining me for another Real Discovery. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer from nightsandweekends.com. It's been 6 years since Disney's Band of Pirates last took to the high seas, but while some may have thought that Johnny Depp and company were ready to sail off into the sunset, they're back in action for the fifth film in the franchise, Pirates of the Caribbean: Dead Men Tell No Tales. Dead Men Tell No Tales catches up with Depp's Captain Jack Sparrow at a low point in his pirating career. He's lost his ship, and he seems to have lost his luck, and now his crew has given up on him too. To make matters worse, a ghost ship led by a ruthless captain from Jack's past is coming after him, and the only way to save himself is to find the famed Trident of Poseidon, so he teams up with a pair of hopeful young seafarers on a race for the Trident. Now, for the most part, Dead Men Tell No Tales is just what audiences are expecting. It's loaded with epic action sequences and eye-popping effects. It's bold and dynamic and absolutely overstuffed with storylines. Each character seems to have his or her own story, and they're all twisted and tangled and caught up within one another until it's all an unruly mess. But the story isn't the only thing that's messy here. The characters are messy, too. Depp's madcap hero spends most of the film staggering around with a bottle in his hand, and though his wackiness is all a part of his quirky charm, he can also be too dim-witted and immature for his own good. Meanwhile, Javier Bardem's Captain Salazar is more than just creepy. There's something just slightly uncomfortable about his whole performance, and the young characters are almost entirely forgettable. And together, they make for an action-packed but unremarkable summer blockbuster. But is it worth heading back to sea with Jack Sparrow? It could be, as long as you keep your expectations low. For fans of the series, Dead Men Tell No Tales is at least an entertaining reunion, with plenty of supernatural swashbuckling action. Just don't expect the same cleverness and charisma of the original. That ship has long since sailed. It gets a C+. And finally this week, our real quick discovery. If Captain Jack Sparrow ever decides to hang up his hat, he should probably consider a second career as a rock star. After all, he has ties to all kinds of rock royalty. In the last two Pirates films, Jack's father was played by Keith Richards. In this installment, Jack's uncle is played by Sir Paul McCartney. Well, that's it for another Real Discovery. For more reviews and updates on the latest films, including Brad Pitt in the Netflix release War Machine, visit realdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. Until next week, take some time to catch a movie or two. You never know what you might discover.